So again, the Bible covers a lot of ground. We just hit the ground running. I love the sweep of it every year when we get going. Today we meet Noah and experience the flood of Noah and God saving mankind and life. And it is a foreshadowing and a picture of things to come. We go into the life of Christ and we see him go into the wilderness and be tempted by Satan. This encounter where the evil one is sniffing around, going, "What's going on here? What is your angle? What are you here for? And I know you. And I've got what you want. I've got this earth and these people in bondage. All you have to do. All you have to do. Just bow down and worship me." This can be so simple. Whatever it is you're angling to do, we don't have to go that way. That is really a strategy of the evil one in our lives. The evil one comes around going, "Hey, what's up here? What's the plan? What do you think you're doing? Interfering in my territory. Encroaching upon what's mine. You may have authority here, but you're not taking this without a fight. So let's make a deal. How about you back away slow, I'll back away slow. Nobody has to get hurt. We can do this the easy way. Just bow to me, and this can all go away." And of course, Jesus is our ultimate example. Sends the devil away, rebukes him, which is what we must continually do.